Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
Turning tricks?
What?
What was that?
Playing tricks.
Oh. I didn't know what was up.
I stole your plate. All right. I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
You would.
Buffet plate? Offering plate? Anybody plate plate.
Offering plate for sure.
He had some of those commemorative Elvis plates he's still on TV. He'd steal those.
Yep. I wouldn't doubt it. It is it's the Rise Guys Halloween show, because tomorrow is Halloween, and we're not live tomorrow.
No, it'll be Saturday.
Yeah, we do have a Worst Stuff show tomorrow morning, but that'll be probably this right here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is we want to do ghost stories, because there's some real good ones out there that I know of, but people have not maybe even had the confidence to tell. Nine has the only... what I believe to be legitimate ghost story that I've heard many over the years, but Nine is someone that I actually know in my real life, personal life, and it adds more credence to it.
Yeah, well, I've been telling it for 18 years, and I haven't come back off of it yet.
Yes. And so what we want to do is we want you to call in with things that you personally have seen or heard or whatever, and then we're going to try to maybe explain what that may have been. Or, there again, we may not know it. Or may not know. We could come back from the break and say, update. Likely not, though.
Probably not.
1-800-774-0093. I'm looking over the list. That boy sometimes he'll put a little glimpse into what the call is going to be about. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it just says, Terry, ghost story.
Yep.
Then we have, let's go with line one first. P1 Steve, the big rig driver. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Host.
Morning.
Happy Friday, sir.
Happy Friday to you.
All right, your ghost story. From what it says here, it takes place in a church. Tell us this.
I was 12, 13 years old, and we would have what they called midnight prayer service.
Mm.
And we would go in, and all the lights would be out in the church, and there was only, 10, 13 of us there, and the preacher would start praying, and man, the pews would break loose from the floor, the little L brackets that were on the floor.
Right.
They would break. So the church was needing money. We would pray for money, and then you'd turn the lights on, and there's like $1,100 worth of change laying all over the floor. The pews would rock back and forth. You'd feel somebody put their hand on your shoulder, maybe even something brush across your face.
Pentecostal holiness church?
No, it's Southern Baptist.
Whoa, man.
That's creepy.
You sure you weren't doing like a judgment house or something?
Was it a judgment? What age were you, did you say? Or did you?
I was 12, 13 years old. 12,
13, yeah, you did say that. And there's no chance you thought that was church, and it was one of those scenes where, you know, they're trying to show you what could happen. Wow.
I thought that, but then there were, you know, adults, my parents were there, and, you know, they didn't have an explanation for it. They said it was the Holy Spirit.
So was the thought that, okay, if we keep praying and then maybe donate some of our own money, then that will be like even more. Did it encourage people to go and offer more offerings?
I would assume so, yeah. I mean, I, you know, 12, 13, you didn't really pay attention to a lot of that.
So the lights went off without anyone, or you started in the dark, and then you're...
Yes, sir.
So you're in the dark for a good hunk of time, maybe candlelight, and everyone's praying and all this stuff, and then when the lights are turned on, suddenly there's change there.
Yes, sir, and depending on, you know, what we were praying for, the preacher would actually claim that he was talking to the angels. He would say, "Angels, have you seen Jesus today?" And
see,
if
you know,
hear a noise, that was yes. If not, then that was no.
Preacher's putting himself over. You got some deacons working, y'all.
Yeah, I think, man, I don't know of a preacher who prays to angels.
Well, he's putting himself over. He's almost deifying himself. He's in the realm of sacrilege, according to that, you know.
You think the head deacon was hiding under a pew and slid out a tray of coins?
That was a lot of change.
I know of a buddy of mine that played high school football, and their team, their football field, got graffitied real bad before a big football game. And it was always thought that the football coach of that team did it to their own field just to motivate the players.
Oh,
yeah, because certainly the Warriors didn't care enough.
No.
When you have to clean it up because they paint the Lions, too.
I don't know. It just looked like his handwriting, they said.
Or was it the Eagles?
In the graffiti, it was the Eagles.
How about this one? There'd be 10 of us sitting on a pew, and all of a sudden the pew would start rocking back and forth. And it would break the little L brackets that, you know, anchor the pew down to the floor.
Man, I don't know. I don't want to believe that a man of faith, a leader of a church, would hook up hydraulics or some kind of a pressure valve or something to a pew, or doing magic tricks with sleight of hand to get the church over, but
it's not really in God's game plan to give you physical money.
No,
to just manifest money that appears that just manifest money for you. That's not really the way that has ever worked. Even in the Bible, that never happened.
No, unless it was loaves and
fishes. Right, and yeah, I understand that. I mean, that only happened one time that I can recall.
Yeah.
But you know, you would feel like a feather brush down your face, and you would reach out in front of you, and nothing's there. You feel a hand on your shoulder, and you know you reach over there, and nothing's there.
Now, see, in my mind,
I'm
in the dark,
in a judgment house now.
Yeah,
in my mind, in the dark, there's like deacons hooked up to wires, swinging around from the ceilings, brushing
imagine?
People with feathers and grabbing hold of shoulders.
It
man.
May have been. You may have been, and it might have been. What year was it? Last question, and we have to go to a couple other calls. What year would you imagine this would have been in? 10, 12, 13?
Yeah, early 2000s, I guess.
Okay. That was Judgment House time. I was going to say you might have been in the limbo between haunted houses at churches and then Judgment House, where it's like, it's kind of
scary. I mean, they definitely did a Judgment House there at the church, but, you know, this was mid-year, you know, January, February, and it was odd. It's, you know, I've questioned that ever since it's happened.
I would talk to your mom and ask her what she remembers about it, because I think one of two things happened, not to second-guess the Lord, but I think that it was either a work by the staff.
That's shady.
Or you're in a judgment house and we're not. Or maybe they didn't present it as a judgment house thing. Maybe it was regular service and they said, hey, we're going to mess with the kids and, you know, some of the backsliders.
We're going
to bring. I believe I was the only kid there, though.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a way to bring people closer to the church.
Yeah. Either way, you remembered it, and I imagine you still go to church every Sunday, right, Steve?
It's like the right
time. I haven't been to church in a while.
All right, Steve. You be careful out in the big rig, sir.
Oh.
Breaker, breaker.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Steve. If that was the way, and they didn't present it that way, and that's the way it got worked, that's awful.
Yeah,
it is. That's awful.
It's scary.
It seems like
people
like,
touching you.
There's a practical explanation for that. Several possibilities.
Even in a judgment house, they'll get up on you and they say, Is it okay if I touch your shoulder, by the way? Oh, it is? Okay. Ooh.
Can I grab them both?
It's just the Holy Ghost.
From back here?
let's go. Okay, so Terry is on line two. He was next in line. Terry, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. You have a ghost story for us to try to figure out.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say ghost story. It's kind of demonic, almost.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Let's hear
it. I was about 18 years old. Me and my wife at the time, we moved out to Smyrna. And as everybody pretty much knows, there's really much nothing out in Smyrna but a post office.
Yeah.
And we bought this house, little double-wide trailer out in Cook. And we was living there. A couple months went by, you know, normal life.
Had the child been born yet?
No.
Okay.
No child had been born yet.
Okay.
I'm still deciding. That's
right. We had two dogs, and I had both of them had been hit by cars the same day, within hours from each other.
Hit by
couple days went by after that.
Two of them were say that. Two of them were what now?
Two of my dogs were hit by cars.
Oh, okay.
On the road that.
Oh, that's awful. Sorry
about that.
Wow.
And
better cars than trucks, so I guess.
Either way. Oh,
yeah. Either way, it's not good. And, so, yeah.
And a couple days went by. My mom had moved in. And she had woke up one night and started screaming. I came in there. I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I seen a vision of something like a demonic entity, like teeth, horns, fire." And I said, "All right, well, you probably just had a bad dream."
Right.
So I went back in my room a couple hours later, woke up about 2 o'clock, and as soon as I opened up my eyes, I seen the same thing. Nothing but teeth, horns, and fire. And a couple days went by. Grass was tall as hell, probably about 3 foot high in the backyard. I
could see the grass from the lattice, could you? Yeah, and you're in the backyard. Go ahead.
I take my bush hog in the back, cut all of it out,
mm-hmm.
And I find an old man's wallet from like 2009, and I got to looking at the wallet and everything, the ID and everything still there. I go up to my the renter, renting the home at that time.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, y'all know this guy? You know, is he still live around here? He said, "Yeah, that's my father. He committed suicide here about 6 years ago in that house." And long story short, can't really get no past that. I just got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
That's
and
scary.
And you never saw it until your mother moved in?
Yes, and with the dogs dying, a bunch of weird stuff just happening. Mm. And it's kind of like I still feel it to this day, but just at the vision that I had, like a demonic energy of some sort. I'm not a firm believer on religion, but just to see something of that magnitude, it'll make your hairs pop up on your skin.
Terry, I gotta tell you, what you're describing sounds like the old Ozfest logo. That's what it sounds like.
I was thinking he was half asleep and then saw like a poster on his thing.
Have y'all ever seen Death Wish?
Oh yeah, many
times. Charles Bronson.
That's about the closest thing I can describe it to of what I've seen. The genie.
I'm thinking of something totally different.
I'm thinking Charles Bronson shooting people.
Yes. Yeah. Is that not Death Wish?
You probably got the wrong movie.
There's no telling. Terry, you've scared the hell out of me this morning. I don't know what to believe.
You might be thinking of Wishmaster, the Jin's face.
The Jin gonna get you. Terry, thank you, sir. I guess. Thank you for sharing that with you. You saw an apparition. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if it was dog apparitions or the guys.
Now, one thing that is true is that if if we're in a situation like we're staying in a strange house and I tell you I see something like that in sleep, then in turn you are much more likely to see the same thing I saw or something similar because I've injected you with a healthy dose of fear in the back of your mind. And it's just human nature is how we are. It's kind of the haunting in 1999 kind of is that's what the whole experiment was about.
Yeah.
It just turned out to be real.
Pre-program, like if you see a meme sometimes and it'll say, do you see so-and-so? Now close your right eye. You mm-hmm. see this? You're like, how did you know I was going to see that? Because they were telling you you're going
to
see that.
But at the same time, Terry's physical response to what he saw was like the physical response I had to what I saw. And that physical response is, that's telling, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you all the hair on the body stands up on end. You feel it
all
physically.
All the hair?
Every bit of it.
My God. Yep. You probably look like a porcupine.
I do.
Right. I have a vision. Oh. It's an apparition, but I think it's a break.
It's a break?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Scary.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, P1, it says douchebag. Is that his name? P1 douchebag, Chris, Justin, and an incoming call from Gastonia.
Oh.
We'll get to your ghost stories next. 1-800-774-00.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Just to set the record straight here, that guy, he didn't say, several people thought that he said an offensive word when he's talking about his dogs had been ran over by. He thought that he was calling them, you know, a bad word.
Yeah, several people on the text line thought they got run over by Coors.
Oh, like the beer?
Yeah.
Oh, beer. No. Well, other people thought he said it was cars. He just, you know.
Cars.
Good old Southern boy. He said it. Now, the preacher part, that's the thing I don't understand. Call back and let us know. Was your pastor Brother Love? That's what I would need to find out. If it's Brother Love, then I can almost imagine that it was the work. We're listening to ghost stories, and we're trying to help folks figure out what they really saw, what it may have been, or if it was really an apparition. Let's go to P1 Dub. No, excuse me. P1 Douchebag. That's next in line. Hey, Douche. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, sir. You doing okay?
I'm good. Just start my day at work.
Good. Tell us about your supernatural situation, horror story, ghosts.
All right. So I was probably around 9 or 10 when all this went on. But we moved. It was my mom and my dad. They were like separated at the time, and we had 4 kids, right? So we moved into this. It was a really old school funeral home, and they had turned it into like a duplex kind of thing. So there were like 6 or 7 apartments in this thing. It was like 2-story, you know. Like I can remember it in my bedroom closet. Like there was like a little 2-foot by 2-foot hatch, and you could actually like walk around or crawl around the walls of the place. It was freaky, but
they had walls within walls, always, like the tunnels.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like a storage compartment or thing or what have you, but
you might have been in the air ventilation unit. You might have been crawling.
Could have been.
Yeah,
there were tunnels like Harry Truman put in the White House.
Yeah, but only for 2 feet yeah. tall people though.
Yeah.
Maybe they have, you know, like the cobbler. He'd fall asleep at night when he was repairing the shoes and the little elves would come out. Maybe that's what happened there. Little elves live in the wall and come disembalm. But tell us more.
Now, I know where my dad, like I said, they were separated. So mom stayed upstairs and dad stayed downstairs. And dad was down where they did the embalming and stuff and they held the bodies upstairs. And actually, like 2 or 3 years prior to us moving in, some older gentleman had died upstairs, and they didn't quite get all the blood out of the hardwood floors upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you could still kind of see that, but it was like they had tried to like stain it, but it was, you could still see it. But when we first moved in, like dad worked third shift, so he would always be complaining to us because he would hear us running up and down the stairs and slamming the doors. We're at school and mom's at work. So, you know, that kind of would freak them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But one night dad was at work and it was like midnight. And, my older sister was pregnant. We were all upstairs and mom just comes running into the bedroom where we were, and she was like, someone's in the living room. I hear them stomping around. Let's go downstairs to Dad's, right? Okay. So, and this place had, like, when you walked into ours, it was two little apartments, downstairs, upstairs, and then and there was, like, a little foyer, and there was a big steel door, and we always kept it deadbolted to the outside.
Deadbolted. So we in all, a mortuary.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. This is Hill House type stuff.
Yeah.
So we all run downstairs, and we get in Dad's place, and we actually locked both doors behind us. And we could hear this thing, or this guy, whatever it was, just stomping around the living room, and then it would just, as hard as he could, just stomp down the stairs and then go back up. And we could kind of hear him, like, it was almost like he was roaming the apartment up there. So we're freaked out, you know. And, well, here he comes down the stairs again. It opens the door, and then it starts, like, turning our doorknob and beating on our door.
Okay.
So we're freaking out at this point.
Right.
But
progress us as fast as you can without losing too much of it, if you could. Just so we don't.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's beating on the door, and the driveway's, you know, right outside the window. So Mom, we all kind of go out the little window, and as we get in the car and crank it up, you see my dad's lights click on, and there's just a shadow going by the window. So we didn't know what to think about it. We left. We didn't go back.
Did your mom and dad stay separated, or did they somehow make it work?
No, they stay separated. But it was about 2 weeks later, and we moved out of that place, and we never went back.
I don't blame
you. Your sister never went back?
No.
Why in the world? Dude, at first, I looked at everybody in the room. I was like, this sounds like a movie. I think he's screwing with it. This sounds like something I would watch on Netflix.
It sounds like a ghost movie. I know. It's better than something Netflix
would do. Dude, There was a lot of things like that would happen at that place.
Yeah, well, it was a mortuary. Yeah, whose idea was that to make a duplex out of a mortuary?
Well, why not?
Right.
Do some little funeral homes.
Yeah.
They're usually nice structures.
They're nice buildings.
It was crazy.
I live over in the Thomas McAfee projects, if you want to come by and see me.
I'd sleep in the crematory.
God. Right.
Listen, Douche.
But it looked like an old house.
Yeah. P1 Douchebag, I want you to have a good weekend. Be careful, okay?
Yes, sir. You guys, too. Tickle it.
Tickle it, guys. That boy spells douche like swoosh from Nike.
You don't live in the Watkins Garrett Woods.
That is so odd.
Yeah.
But then again, there's people that have lofts in places where people got their arms caught in machines and textile mills.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, like a haunted arm. That's all you get.
Haunted arm.
Like thing.
Let's go to P1 Dubstep, who has a super natural story. Good morning, Dub.
Morning. It's a quick story. Whenever I was younger, my cousin had come to spend the night at my parents' house with me. And, you know, doing like we like to do on the weekends, we were staying up.
Wait a minute. We need to clarify. What do we like to do on the weekend? You talking about you and your buddy, or you and your buddy and your parents?
His cousin, right?
Cousins, pardon.
Me and my cousin.
Like, they like to stay up late.
Oh, stay up late. Okay. I didn't know. Before Fat Boy could start making hand gestures.
Playing video games.
I got you.
No.
A little of this.
Staying up till like 2, 4 o'clock in the morning playing video games.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Well, my parents have a propane fireplace, and we're getting a little cold, so we try to light the fireplace up, and we're trying for like 5 or 10 minutes, finally give up on it, go back to playing video games. Maybe a half hour later, the front door swings open with force. I mean, like, slams open. And then the fireplace just starts roaring and just comes to life, pretty much. And me and my cousin look at each other with no idea or explanation of how it happened. Because, I mean, that's a solid wood door, and that fireplace was not working no matter how hard we tried to get it to go.
I have no idea. I don't know what happened.
That's creepy.
That is very creepy. I don't know. You ever mentioned that to your cousin to this day? What does he think?
I mean, we was thinking either ghost or guardian angel, because, I mean, who knows? Maybe the propane was coming out and the angel kicked the door open to get the fire started. I don't know.
That is incredible.
It sounds like the middle of Backdraft, but still pretty creepy.
Did you see Della Reese at all? Yeah, that's interesting. Dubstep. Interesting story. I wouldn't tell too many people that story. It's because it's scary. I don't know what to respond to. It's just something happened there, and it's weird. Yeah. Creepy. Yeah. You be careful also, okay, on your dubstep stuff. I know what y'all do when y'all listen to that music. Be careful, okay?
All right.
All right, man. See you later. I don't even know. Is dubstep EDM?
Yeah, I guess, sort of.
But it's got, like, reggae to it, too?
I don't know. I don't know if dubstep is still a thing. I don't know.
Well, we just hung up with him.
Yeah, I'm talking about the genre. He's a person, not a genre.
I thought he was going to end up being, like, he got choked out by a power glove or something. I didn't know what was happening.
Well, it makes sense that, you know, that if a door swings open like that and a couple of kids been messing with the fireplace and they don't know how it works, maybe, then the physics of fire would say that influx of oxygen could kick that fire off. If it's about to start or there's an ember of fire there, then that could definitely kickstart a fire. It's just, how did the door open? What opened the door?
And maybe it was Dad saying, I told y'all, don't stay up all night doing that thing y'all do.
I know what you're doing from the Carousel Heater.
Wow. All right. Should we do more ghost calls? Or do we need to, you know what, let's stay on time.
You want to stay on time this time? We stay on time.
Well?
We stay on time.
All right. Because we got the big FOF line coming up, the Halloween edition of that. And we do need to find out what's going on in the newsplex. Paige, tell us, please.
We've got some important stats for Halloween. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Important steps.
Stats.
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 Stamps.
Stats. Oh, okay.
Statistics. Stats.
Okay. All right. More on that later. Good morning, everybody.
Your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Imagine having a movie coming out, a thriller that will follow what happens 4 years into quarantine.
Quarantine?
When COVID-23 has mutated and started attacking the human brain. There's a new movie called...
They said that like 30% of people that had it are showing some brain...
Yeah, they have some neurological issues. Some cardio issues, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have cardio issues myself.
I mean like cardiovascular issues. Oh,
not doing cardio.
Yeah.
Yes.
One leads to the other.
Yeah.
Good.
This is a movie, though. This isn't real life.
It is. It's called Songbird, and it takes place during, like we said, year four during the pandemic lockdown, and it stars KJ Apa from Riverdale as a delivery guy with a rare immunity that allows him to continue to work, and Sophia Carson from Disney's Descendants
as his
girlfriend. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like, who the hell are these people?
And here's an interesting thing to tell you about.
Corey Feldman makes a cameo.
It was the first movie to start filming in L.A. since the pandemic shut everything down. So I don't know when it's going to be released, but it should be scary. A romantic movie about two people who want to be together, but they can't.
Do they call it COVID, or did they kind of like make you think that it's this, but they don't want to call it this because it's too soon kind of thing?
I guess they mentioned COVID-23, so it is COVID.
They mentioned that it's COVID-23?
Yeah, it's 4 years later in pandemic time.
Well, then, so every year it'll get older, then this should be COVID-20.
Well, just the year.
Yeah.
But see, that don't make sense because it wasn't discovered every year.
No. It is dumb. Do you know what this is? They needed a movie. And they're like, yeah, but everybody around is wearing masks. Well, we'll do a pandemic movie. It'll make sense. Then we have free extras. We don't have to pay them royalties because their faces aren't even really in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Can't French through a mask.
No, you can't unless you're hanging upside down.
Yeah.
69 Kiss.
Mm.
Like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
All right. Well, Halloween is almost here. Are you excited?
I love Halloween. I don't sense a lot of excitement from other people about it, though.
No, I mean...
I mean, outside of the studio, I don't sense any excitement from people outside of this room.
Well, it's dampened, you know. That's not a rain joke. It's,
Have fun with it.
You know, we've got the trappings of Halloween.
Everybody's obsessed with the election. It'll still happen to us, even if you enjoy Halloween.
As we were... Go ahead. But... As we were talking about the full moon earlier this morning on Halloween, it'd be the first one since 01, but technically it didn't become a true full moon until 12:41 a.m. on the East Coast. So this would be the first full moon on Halloween for the whole country since 1944.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Long time.
If you're going to dress up your dog for Halloween, the most popular costumes are...
Wait a minute, were you going to say something about the moon?
No, it's just an interesting Halloween thing, I guess.
For it to be a full moon on Halloween is very...
I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's 19 years.
Yeah. Well, no, since the whole country had one was 1944.
That was back during COVID-44.
A lot longer than 19 years.
That was flu 44.
Mm-hmm.
Holy...
Well, if you're going to dress up your dog, the most popular costumes for dogs are pumpkin, hot dog, and superhero.
The hot dog, man, that's all the time.
The best dog costumes, the Chucky one where it's just the facade.
That's
and when the
funny.
Dog runs, the arm with the knife bounces.
That's funny.
Like he's going to stab you. I love that one.
It's funny for videos, but the dog hates it.
Yeah, I would never with my dogs.
Right. Unless the dog's running around, it's if you're just carrying it around...
Yeah.
Just carry a stuffed animal with you.
I don't think my animal would keep the costume on. It would somehow be destroyed if I didn't watch her every minute. The most popular children's costume in any given year is a princess costume.
You think that's good, Paige, as a woman, as the female perspective on the show?
Well, I mean, I think that... little girls love it, but I get the feminist thing where you're waiting for a man to take care of you type of mentality that people don't like about that. But I happen to like Frozen and Elsa, so I imagine I wouldn't let my little girl dress up like that if I had one.
I just meant more of the this is my world and everybody has to bow down to me kind of thing. It's like a princess kind of feels, you know. She wants all this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
I've heard women
say that they didn't like it.
Princess mentality is certainly bad.
Yeah.
If a little girl or if anybody's just drawn to the princess thing, that's one thing. But if you just, you know, oh, you're a girl, so you like princesses. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to lay on my bed sideways in a gold bra.
I wanted to be prince one year for Halloween. And I kept falling down in the hills.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 72% of parents admit to stealing candy from their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That means that 28% of parents are liars.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And the most popular Halloween candies are Skittles, Reese's, Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Starburst.
Okay. I guess gummy dildos didn't make the list. We sell them down the road.
No, Spencer's, yeah, they open at 10:30.
Why in the world? All right, well, 68% of Americans celebrate Halloween in one way or another. That's kind of low. I would think it'd be higher than that, but...
You think there's ever been a Walmart associate where someone has come into the store around here and said, we're the Harbos.
Or
and
Harbos.
They didn't know if they were talking about some kind of accessory for the head or the actual gummy bear brand.
Yeah.
Where's your Harbos?
Where's your Harbos at, man?
Yeah, but then again, I think if you call Harbos, you probably just say gummy bears.
Yeah. Where's the great value gummy?
You're probably looking for the Bratches so you can steal some.
The Bratches
again. All right. Well, you want some good news? Love is in the air for Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. They're married.
Finally did it.
And they got hitched last weekend. And so the announcement was done in a different sort of way. The announcement was made yesterday in an Instagram post by the charity Meals on Wheels.
Was that who did the reception?
They announced that Scarlett and Colin had, quote, an intimate ceremony with their immediate family and loved ones following COVID-19 safety precautions as directed by the CDC. So why did they decide to choose Meal on Wheels to make the announcement? Well, the reason is because Scarlett and Colin want to give them some publicity and ask people to, quote, consider donating to celebrate the happy couple.
Did they get a tax write-off for that somehow?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, maybe.
I had fun doing it. We did Meal on Wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people were not pleasant, but I wouldn't be either, probably.
No, you only get one meal.
Yeah.
I should have had Alcoholics Anonymous send out something for ours.
goodness.
I just want to let you know.
Whatever.
It was a 12-step to get to where we are today.
That's beautiful.
It was 12 steps.
You got a 90-day chip.
Scarlett and Colin dated for 2 years before getting engaged, May of last year. She's 35. He's 38. It's his first marriage and her third.
Hmm.
So congrats to the happy couple.
Yes.
I heard they're genuinely nice people. Like, I know somebody that works at Disney World that, they brought him in on a ride. Didn't separate him from people. They were mingling with everybody there. Real nice to everybody.
Really?
It's like really cool people. And she's huge.
She's very tall.
She's A-list as hell.
She's taller than him. She's A-list as hell. She's A-list. Not at all.
He's funny.
Yeah. He's good.
He's naked just as much as she is.
Okay. At Disney?
That's odd.
SNL too.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you. And I'm not equating Alcoholics Anonymous to being a charity. I should have chose something better. Daughters of the Confederacy. Whatever it is.
That's better.
All right. Listen to this. I'm going to tell you some phone numbers. And a good P1 knows these by heart, but if you don't, the phone numbers are 864-241-4318. Now, you already know what day it is, so you should know what's coming up. If you don't, it's Friday, and that means what's going to happen next, Jim?
It means it's time for the FOF line.
You have time to get in. 864-241-4318. So big, it has two segments. We'll kick off the first half right after this.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.